They were really compelling photos of Hazel and her first husband, Andy Anderson, out at Cape Fanshawe. They lived out on Whitney Island, which is the island just off the Cape out there. And they ran a fox farm for the Petersburg Blue Fox Fur Company. This company had multiple farms, so they lived on Whitney Island and there was a fur farm there, but then they also tended to farms that were, I think, up in Windham Bay, which is pretty close to Fanshawe. So in the letter that we got from Carol, when she's sent us the collection of photos from Hazel, she talks about, you know, how she remembers her grandmother and these stories that her grandmother used to tell her about, you know, living out of the fur farm and how, you know, people would travel for hours and hours in open skiffs to come to Cape Fanshawe, to come to her kind of kitchen dance parties that Hazel used to throw. And we have photos of these parties, you know, so they'd get the whole group out and they're all cheering with their little jelly jars. And, you know, we think of the life of a fox farmer and it doesn't sound that glamorous or that much fun. You know, they're oftentimes incredibly isolated, really, really remote. You know, they're growing food for themselves and food for their foxes. It would have been a very hard lifestyle. But as these photos show, they still had a really great time. And they also had a really strong sense of community, which I was shocked at, because you would think, you know, you're literally living on an island by yourself with your husband, you know, several hundred foxes. But that wasn't the case at all. You know, according to Carol, you know, her grandmother had all these stories of people stopping by on their way to and from fishing. And then when we kind of got into it, and Anne, she really got into the research aspect. And so she pulled, you know, we have all these old newspaper clippings and stuff, and she found a column called Local Briefs. It was kind of like a PSA. And so we were looking back, and in some of these local briefs, we found, you know, announcements of the parties that Hazel was throwing out at Whitney Island, which was like...
What are they saying?
Which was really amazing. It was just, you know, like a simple thing, you know, where was it? Hazel on July, such and such a date, party at Hazel Anderson's at Whitney Island. And then we found more information about the other people involved in the Petersburg Blue Fox Fur Company. So we have Cy Catt was a partner. And then we were able to find, you know, Elsie Clausen. She was big into photo albums. So then we found photo albums that Hazel might have given them, I think, to Elsie. So they were photo albums compiled by Hazel that somehow got into ownership of Elsie Clausen and then ended up in our museum. So then we had more photos to combine with the photos that we got from Carol, and we kind of were able to put these together and identify the different people in these party photos. We also used the cannery ID photos that we have. You know, like in the 40s and stuff, they took photos of everyone working in and around the cannery and docks. And we have a lot of names associated with these photos, and so we were able to take those photos, which we have laid out here, and identify, you know, some of the men that were in these party photos and that were in the photo album themselves. It was just like a little kind of adventure down this rabbit hole. You know, Hazel, she came to Petersburg in 1918, I believe. At the time, I believe there was two hotels in Petersburg. There was the Arctic Hotel and the Westry Hotel. And I'm not sure which one she worked at, but her and her mother came up to run the hotel restaurant. And it was here in Petersburg that she met Andy. So pretty shortly after she arrived, she got married. They moved out to Whitney Island and lived out there. And he passed away in this really kind of tragic story. He, you know, fell off a cliff and busted up his arm and his leg. And Jack Olson, another like well-known Petersburg resident, had kind of mounted this very daring rescue, kind of climbed down the cliff and managed to not drown and kind of get around these rocky outcroppings and rescue Andy, and in a little 16-foot open skiff in like terrible, terrible weather, they got him back to the bigger gas boat and then ran him all the way back to Petersburg, which was the closest hospital, and all this crazy stuff. Unfortunately, he did not survive the amputation of his leg and his arm. But he did survive, you know, it was probably 24 hours from when he fell off the cliff to when he got back to the hotel, so. And, you know, we figured that after that happened, you know, Hazel would have gone back to her people either in Petersburg or maybe back down south. But she didn't. She stayed at Whitney Island by herself Because she loved it out there.